You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1987. Hello, this is Fred Volby, and let's step right over to the front page of the pre-convention issue of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. All from a suggestion given to us by one of the members of the DX Audio Service. He indicated that it'd be nice to know when we have new people coming aboard as membership on the DX Audio Service and also who renewed. So let me first give credit to Virginia Harms, Michael Kastner, and Joseph Sorensen, who are now new members of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and Mike Smith, who has renewed for another year here on the DX Audio Service. A real quick reminder to those of you that haven't made plans yet, the 1987 Labor Day Weekend National Radio Club Convention, September 4th through the 7th, at the Milano Inn Milano Club in downtown Lima, is literally fast approaching. Room rates are $32 for a single bed, one person, $37 for a single bed, two persons, $40 for a double with two persons, extra person, $5 on the double room. A master suite is $56 for two people. Convention fee is $28, which covers the Saturday night dinner and Sunday morning breakfast. Both will be all-you-can-eat buffets. Information is available from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, which is hosting the event. Or, because of the time element, if you need some information, give us a call here at the DX Audio Service. Area code 419-224-1335. But please do not call after 9 p.m. Eastern Time, since we have a little one here in the house. We'll give you all the information. That convention fee is due on the date of arrival at the convention. We'll also have our little radio station on the air, WNRC, with news and information, broadcasting a CHR format, oldies, and possibly beautiful music. Interesting little station. Well, rather than gab up the front of our tape here, we got a lot of information on this edition of the DX Audio Service, so let's get right into it. But first, this message for WNRC.
There are many things in a person's life that they really would like.
Kiss me, you fool.
But then again, there are other things, like verifications. And WNRC is a great little unique radio station.
If you would like a QSL card verifying reception of WNRC, here's all you have to do. Send your convention host a detailed 15 to 20 minute long reception report detailing all the spots, music, and if possible, the name of the announcer playing selections on WNRC. The frequency and times must be accurate.
Reception reports,
which are not accurate, will not be QSL'd.
Get this rare QSL card today from your friends at the 50,000-watt blowtorch, WNRC.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Big stack of call letter changes. Let's start on 540, new station in Carmel Valley, California, will be KJCC. And WARO, Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, suburban Pittsburgh, changes calls to WWCS. 550, KICT, Salina, Kansas, becomes KFRM. On 620, KPEN, Homer, Alaska, changes back to a former call of KGTL. 730, KWOW, Boise, Idaho, becomes KIZN. 770, WKZY, North Fort Myers, Florida, changes to WIKX. 900, WZXM, Gaylord, Michigan, becomes WMJZ. They had first asked for, and we reported, WGPG, but they had that call change set aside. They never used that call, and they have now changed to WMJZ. 950 KKIC, Meridian, Idaho, becomes KJHY. 970 WUPY, Ishpeming, Michigan, changes to WMVN. 1110 KISD, Oak Harbor, Washington, becomes KJTT. 1140, new station in Concord, New Hampshire, will be WACA. On 1180, two new stations, one in Carolina Beach, North Carolina, becomes WMYT. And in Timmonsville, South Carolina, new station will be WLRG. 1240, KDIG, San Bernardino, California, becomes KLFE. On 1270, WTNT, Tallahassee, Florida, changes to WANM. Three changes on 1280, WMKJ, New Orleans, Louisiana, becomes WQUE again. WAHV, Rochester, New York, becomes WPXY. As a matter of fact, the call letter WAHV was never used. They applied for it and then had it set aside, so essentially they have just remained WPXY. And finally, on 1280, KQAK, Eugene, Oregon, becomes KWOW. On 1290, long-standing call in West Palm Beach, Florida, WIRK, changes to WPBG. And KRGV, West Laco, Texas, becomes KRGE. 1330, KHYT, South Tucson, Arizona, changes to KMRR. On 1340, KDOL, Mojave, California, becomes KVOY. And KVOB in Bastrop, Louisiana, changes to KMYQ. Two changes on 1390, KPPL, Westminster, Colorado, becomes KMDK. And WFEZ, Meridian, Mississippi, changes to WMER. On 1430, WRBA, Silent Station in Homestead, Florida, changes calls to WOIR. That might also signal the return to this station to the AM dial. On 1450, KNET, Palestine, Texas, becomes KYYK. 1450, new station in Manawili, Hawaii, will be KULA. 1480, WLTM, Franklin, North Carolina, changes to WAJA. Two changes on 1490, KDBI, Dillon, Montana, becomes KDLN, and KEDS, Omaha, Nebraska, changes to KEZO. 1500, WCZY, Detroit, Michigan, to WLQV, and WLGY, Xenia, Ohio, changes to WBZI. I believe last issue on the audio service, we reported that change as WBZT. That, my friends, was a typo made directly in Washington by your friends at the FCC and passed on to everyone who receives their public notices. So that change is WLGY Xenia, Ohio to WBZI. On 1510, WMRE Boston, Massachusetts becomes WSSH. 1550, KXXR Opportunity, Washington changes to KSVY. And on 1570, WMES, Ashburn, Georgia, becomes WNNQ. Applications for new AM stations. Well, there was another pile this edition, and they include on 670, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, 810, Dublin, Virginia, 820, Cloverdale, Virginia, 950, Ensley, Florida, 1030, Fort Pierce, Florida, and Ovidio, Florida, on 1250, Dakota City, Nebraska, on 1360, Montlake Terrace, Washington. That would be a synchronous station with KMMO. On 1420 in La Porte, Indiana, which would also be a synchronous station with WIMS. And on 1600 in Brewer, Maine. And quite a few new stations were granted since the last edition. They start on 890, Granite Falls, North Carolina, will be 25,000 D3. On 1040, Flemington, New Jersey, 4,700 day, 1,000 night, U4. And also on 1040, Delmar, New York, 5,000 day, 1,000 night, U4. On 1160, in Filedale, Virginia, 5,000 day, 250 night, U4. 1170, Lynchburg, Virginia, 3,500 D1. 1180, Danville, Virginia, 4,500 D3. And on 1310, another new synchronous transmitter has been granted. This one in Dudley, Massachusetts, 500 day and night U4. It is synchronous with WORC Worcester. Applications from existing facilities. Here are the highlights on 650 WGOR, new station in Christmas, Florida, wants to change its city of license to Altamonte, Florida. On 710 KUET, Black Canyon City, Arizona, would like to delete their nighttime facilities, which they have never really used, and change their classification to daytime. Once again, that would make them D3. And on 1500 Watkins Glen, New York, they would like to move to 1490 kilohertz, 1,000 watts day, 650 watts night, and become full-time as a U1 station. Looking at highlights from grants to existing facilities, on 1010 WCKW, Garyville, Louisiana, will change their city of license to LaPlace, Louisiana, and also become full-time by adding 350 watts at night. 1050 WSEN, Baldwinsville, New York, will be moving down the dial. Their new frequency, 780 kilohertz, 7,500 watts D3. 1210 WADE, Wadesboro, North Carolina, moves up to 1340. where they will be full-time, of course. And on 1530, KELC in England, Arkansas, changes their city of license to Scott, Arkansas, and they will change their power to 500 watts. Now let's take a look at the otherness column. Highlights start with 580, where KJMM will be a new station on the air in Tucson, Arizona. 580 was vacated in Tucson quite a few years ago by a station that lost its license, and a number of applicants applied to build a new station there. Well, of course, that new station was granted, and now it is on the air, KJMM, new in Tucson, Arizona. On 640 WHOF, Wildwood, Florida, this new station is also on the air. And WNNZ, Westfield, Massachusetts. Not a new station. They used to be WLDM on 1570, but they have now completed the move and are on 640. 720 WWII, Shiremanstown, Pennsylvania. This new station is on the air with adult contemporary music and oldies. And 750 WWAX, Oliphant, Pennsylvania. This new station is on the air with basically an MOR format. On 790 WRUM, Rumford, Maine, this station is silent until September 1st when the new owners return it to the air with a religious format. And on 1020 WBSH, Heflin, Alabama, this application to replace an expired CP for a new station has been denied by the FCC. So this new station may be history before it ever gets on the air. On 1030 WNOW, Mint Hill, North Carolina, new station is on the air. On 1040, application for a new station in Owego, New York has been dismissed. 1080 WEKS, Marietta, Georgia, a station that did a DX test for us just a couple weeks before this happened. The station is now silent. On 1140 WCLW, Mansfield, Ohio, their application to move to 1160 has been dismissed. On 1200 WBZY, Newcastle, Pennsylvania, their full-time operation is on the air. Now, they had moved from 1140 to 1200 quite some time ago, but had been operating the daytime facilities only. The full-time is now on the air. On 1200 also, an application for a new station in Salem, Virginia, that has been dismissed. On 1230, KNUZ, Houston, Texas, West Side, and that's exactly how it's licensed, Houston, Texas, / West Side. KNUZ's synchronous transmitter is now on the air. On 1300, KBCN, Fairbanks, Alaska, this station is silent. 1440, WRGM, Ontario, Ohio, which is near Mansfield, this new station is now on the air. On 1460, KCKX, Staten, Oregon, another new station on the air with country format. On 1470, WBUL, Shepherdsville, Kentucky, is back on the air. They had been licensed to Fort Knox and have been silent for some time. They have completed the move to Shepherdsville, and they are back on. And finally, on 1490, sort of an interesting twist, KVOZ, Laredo, Texas. This station had been operating on 1490 and has a CP to move to 890. Well, the CP was sold, or so we thought. We come to find out that here's what happened. KVOZ will move to 890 kilohertz, but they have also sold the license for 1490. So in other words, there will be a new owner for 1490. KVOZ will move their operation to 890, and both those frequencies will remain on the air in Laredo. And that'll be a wrap. This is Jerry Starr. Thanks for listening to AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'll see you next month with more stuff. And now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. From Tim Hendel down in Miami, Florida, he writes, here is something which I thought you might like to use in the DX audio service. You might call it the Air Check of the Year. As you hear this, keep in mind that it is not a put-on. It is for real. I recorded this on July 7th, 1987 at 4 p.m. from WSBS 860 kHz in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Well, give it a listen and see what you think.
38 degrees at 4:02. Barry Grossman is calling for a few scattered showers later on. His exclusive CompuWeather forecast coming up in a moment. Over $25,000 in the forms of grants have been awarded by the Berkshire United Way. Groups included North Adams, six groups were included in that award. North Adams Regional Hospital for a parenting skills program. Berkshire Public Theater for a video series on teen suicide. The Visiting Nurses Association of North Berkshire for an exercise program for seniors. child care of the Berkshire's Day Resource Library.
I guess it's a lesson to be learned. Always pre-read your copy, especially if you're on live radio. Oh, well, that is live radio for you. Now let's hear from John Bowker with a look at the travelogue. John?
Okay, Fred. Well, we're looking forward to getting together at the September Fest, I guess you could call it, the NRC Annual Convention in Lima. And it's really going to be a lot of fun. But between now and then, let's listen to some tapes, air checks of stations all over the country. And let's see, as a matter of fact, we even have a couple from outside the country this go around. We're working our way from 540 on the dial up to 1600. And so far, we're up to, let's see, last month we ended on WBZ and WBZE, right, at 1030. So this month we'll start at 1040 on the dial. I have a guest with me who, John, why don't you say hello?
Hello.
And this is son John Bowker. We share at least that name. He uses a different middle initial. But back starting in 1970 is when we started this collection, John. And if nothing else, I'd say that it's boosted your sense of U.S. and foreign geography quite a bit.
It's been a terrific geography lesson, and it hasn't hurt in scholastic activities either.
Well, it comes close at times, right? Okay, why don't we go right ahead, and you can hear the 1040 tape. As a matter of fact, on 1040, there's really...
Who?
Who is right. Let's listen to 1040 on the DX audio service for September 1987.
This is America. Coast to coast, border to border, and then some. WHO, Des Moines.
Time now for very, very good news coming your way over KHVH, Information Central Radio, 1040 on your dial in Honolulu.
Water Crime Guide reporting Monday through Friday here on the CBS Radio Network.
You're set for news in the middle of the dial at 1040 KHVH, Honolulu, home of Information Central.
KHVH, 1040.
River Boys on Love 1040, KPBC, 3 after 5 o'clock, the Bill Dennis Broadcasting Company, brought to you in part this hour by Bill Wesson Insurance, where you're not a policy, you're a person.
Not a policy, but a problem, I can see. Well, that's the 1040 tape that we have here at the DX Audio Service. There's a station out in the middle of Pennsylvania, John, that we drive by all the time in Everett. And I have to admit that even with Jerry Starr telling me and repeating in my ear, the fact that WSKE had moved from 1050 to 1040 got by me.
I just drove by it and missed it, I have to admit. We also should tell them that last station at 1040 was in Dallas.
The
announcer didn't indicate that.
KBPBC, that's right. And WHO, you had a little anecdote. You worked on an FM station in Valparaiso, Indiana at one time, WVUR. And you said you were carrying an athletic event. What was that all
the,
about?
The Valparaiso University basketball games. Actually, it was when I was on WLJE. It was more recently than WVUR.
Sorry.
That was two stations ago. people from WHO were broadcasting the exciting basketball game, I'm sure top 20 caliber, between the University of Northern Iowa and Valparaiso University.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, and they had three technicians, two announcers, and a color guy there. We're testing their equipment, and the guy was down at the payphone. Everybody else is out getting a hot dog, and he goes, "Hey, you want to test that microphone?" So I got to say, "Check, check," to the people in Des Moines, Iowa.
but they didn't offer you a job based on that one, voicer.
Okay. I guess the air check didn't pass their test.
Well, that's what we have for you on 1040. We have Dallas, Honolulu, and, of course, Des Moines, Iowa. Let's see what little goodies we have for you at 1050 on the dial.
Melodies program comes to a close. This program was produced, directed, and hosted by George and Nina Contis and is presented every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. here on WPAG 1050 AM Ann Arbor. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday and every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. and get a taste of Greece.
1050 Chum Rocks Toronto. It's 11:28. Some candy, oh, little girl. These are the cars.
You're listening to Badger Football on award-winning AM Radio 10 Sports, WOKL Eau Claire.
llegado el momento de poner punto final a una jornada más de trabajo. Coffee 1050 La Radio, KOFY, San Mateo, su emisora amiga.
25,001 Information Source, KBUF, Holden, Garden City. From ABC News, I'm John Degnan. President Reagan, who tonight will deliver a keynote speech at an AIDS fundraising dinner in Washington.
We've had sunny skies all day today, and they continue to prevail with a temperature reading of 83 degrees. It's 6 o'clock. You're tuned to KTBA, Tuba City, Arizona.
And we're WSCN, WSCN-FM in Baldwinsville, New York, Central New York's music alternative, celebrating International Country Music Month. I'm Daniel. It's 3 o'clock, and I forgot the weather.
This is WPAG and WPAG-FM, Ann Arbor.
Music Radio, 1050, John.
CNE Youth Day begins at 1 today. Check out free music from Chum and Capitol Records.
On the Hill, we are 1050 CFYN. 2 minutes after 4, and this is Gary Roberts with you, homeward bound for a Tuesday afternoon.
WSKE Everett, Pennsylvania, where your friends are.
From Cincinnati, Ohio, this is 1050 WZIP.
WSMT AM and FM in Sparta, Tennessee, and it's General Truck Sale.
You're set for the Nets on 1050.
WCMS
99.5 FM stereo, WGAY Washington, and WGAY AM 1050, Silver Spring.
Por supuesto, después de escuchar las noticias. Carlitos Lin, this is KOFY San Mateo.
Music Radio. WTCA, Plymouth.
WADC, Parkersburg.
WMSG in Oakland, Maryland.
As I said, we're WSLE and WSCV in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
WBNC, AM and FM, Conway. The time is 12 o'clock.
WLYC, Williamsport.
From the World Bank, not a press international, this is Jack Vail.
The great moments in sports, then and now. Sports Radio 1050, WFAN, New York City. All sports, all the time.
And good afternoon. Here is the latest WFAN sports update at 4 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon. National League President Bart Giamatti has issued a 10-day suspension to Phillies pitcher Kevin Gross for having a foreign substance in his glove.
Okay, well, that's the 1050 tape on the DX audio service, and we end on what I believe is the newest of the 1050 stations, WFAN, that took the place of WHN in New York. So that's another 50-kilowatt three-letter call that we've lost. 1050 on the dial. John, what do you get out in northwest Indiana? What are you, by the way? You're just outside of Chicago.
We're located just about halfway from Chicago to Plymouth, to pick one at random.
What's that mean, about 40?
WTCA. We're about 40, 45, 50 miles, depending on whether you're counting as the crow flies or as the Buick flies.
Right.
And during the daytime, we get WTCA in Plymouth not well. At night, it's difficult to get anything at all at 1050. We have a problem with Des Moines, Iowa, and across
1050?
Des Moines, Iowa at 1040.
Yeah.
And at 1060, we have KYW as if they were in my backyard broadcasting with their 50,000 watts.
750 miles away. KYW comes in there, huh?
Absolutely crystal clear.
As you know, having grown up in this very location, at Princeton Junction, we're about 30 miles from the KYW transmitter, and we do not get them at night. So that's a real direction. They're like KWKH as far as directional patterns are concerned.
Well, they're obviously protecting something to the north.
Yes, I would say they're doing a very effective job. They're actually protecting now the Natick area. And so it goes. At night, yeah. Okay, well, that's very interesting. But you say you get KYW at 1060 at night. If we go to the 1060 tape now, maybe we'll pick it up and we'll see what we can comment on. As a matter of fact, you listen real carefully because there is a station on here in Natick, Mass., WTTP, and it's gone through several call letter changes, but one of the kids that we hear, about the third ID from WTTP, you listen, and I think you're going to find that the kid made a mistake.
Just going into the news on the hour, he was obviously more interested in the clock than knowing what he was going to say.
And he probably just came over from Western Massachusetts at another station Amherst.
Amherst,
yeah,
right.
we'll give him a break on that. Okay, let's go with the DX Audio Service. Here is the 1060 tape.
This is Vic Damone. I want to thank you for making us all a part of the music of your life.
This is the Music of Your Life station for Brevard and Central Florida, 1060 WAMT Titusville.
WNOE New Orleans, 701 Chuck Church, checking out Pink Floyd.
We're tuned to 1060 AM, Town and Country Radio, WBMB, West Branch.
Now, the news center of your radio, G1060, WGTR Natick, good neighbor to Boston and New England, all day, all night, all news.
9 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Paul Altmaier.
You're listening to Cupid, KUPD, AM and FM in Tempe. 1060 on your AM dial and 97.9 megahertz FM.
SportsScope with your sports comments and questions. Then this afternoon at 3:45, we have NFL football. Kansas City, Denver. All for you, exclusively from Metro West. This weekend and every weekend from Touch 1060, WTTP.
WTTP, Natick, Framingham, Boston's talk of the suburbs.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Windsor.
And on this first day of May 1971, with portions of our program recorded and transcribed, this is KYW News Radio, Philadelphia. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting, serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware.
That's called Mellow Dreaming, Young Holden Limited on KLMR Radio. That's not quite like a fox. Did you catch Richard Nixon last night dancing, huh?
A weekend with the Rock.
Minute past 5 o'clock on the Hal Buckner Show. Check that next, that last threesome with me. Carly Simon, You're So Vain, preceded by the cover of the Rolling Stones song. That's Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. And the opener, the set of three.
This is News Radio, KYW 1060, Philadelphia. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting, serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware from Independence Mall. Good evening, everyone. I'm Dick Covington. Cloudy still and 52 degrees on Independence Mall. AccuWeather Center.
This is WQIO Canton.
WHFB, Bennett Hubbard, St. Joseph, Michigan.
In any case, this is Ken Sidman. You're listening to WTTP, 1060 AM, Natick, Framingham.
ABC News, I'm John Grime.
Yes, methinks that Kenny there on that last ID for Natick gave the wrong call sign. It sounded to me like WTTT.
That's what definitely sounded like. He should have been in Amherst.
Yes, he
maybe he's
been.
A UMass grad.
Who knows? Oh, dear. So, but you get KYW nicely, and we do in Vermont. We don't get it loud and clear, but we there's a station in Quebec City, CJRP, right?
CJRP.
Okay, don't give me that. A college graduate, huh? And anyway, that station does give them a little bit of trouble. But we can listen to the news very nicely from Philadelphia at 1210 and at 1060.
Oh, there's also a 50,000-watt station in Calgary.
Well, I don't get that in Vermont. You get that out your way?
No, but you go a whole lot farther west than I am, and you probably will.
Okay, let's see.
The only other thing we wanted to mention there was KLMO.
KLMO, right.
And you'd think, why isn't it in Alamo, Texas? If I were putting a radio station in Alamo, Texas, I would want KLMO.
You'd pay good money to grab those call letters.
From Longmont, Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, that's right. And then the other one, this West Branch.
Is in West Branch, Michigan, and you're going to have to help me out with the geography on that one. It's nowhere near Benton Harbor.
That's for sure. No, it's up more northerly. Part. I don't think it's the UP, though, the Upper Peninsula. Okay, why don't we move on to the 1070 tape on the DX Audio Service.
You're listening to the news station, KNX Los Angeles, 1070 on your AM dial.
5:30.
WIPC, Indianapolis.
I'm going to have to interrupt the tape right there, John, because we all have our favorites, don't we? But there was a day when I was driving in a rented car between Indianapolis and Danville, Illinois. And it was 5:30 in the afternoon, and I thought, what the heck, I'll tune in 1070 and see if they give an ID. And that was in 1973 or so, 1972 or 73. And that has become by far my favorite station break jingle for WIBC.
And I thought it had to rain in Indianapolis for them to be able to fit that into a song.
No, well, that's true, but very good. I think if I had gone, if I were in the jingle company, and I was used to doing jingles for New York or Los Angeles, and somebody came in and I said, sure, we can do a jingle. Where are you from? The guy said, Indianapolis. I'd say, oh, my goodness. So anyway, they came up with this beautiful jingle. We're going to hear a second jingle from WIBC, but then that's Radio Indiana for you.
And Radio Indiana with their huge billboards right on I-65 when you go by their six towers, three paralleling three, on I-65 in the town of Zionsville.
This is Indian. IBC, does it?
WIBC.
Where's that, northwest of the city?
15 miles northwest, a third of the way to Lafayette, northwest of Indianapolis.
That. They must put an awful lot of energy somewhere else, because they don't get in here at all.
They don't get into Valparaiso. I'm 150 miles from them. And
due north, right?
Due north. Yeah. And we get WHA in Madison.
And we get CBA in Quebec, in Canada, yeah.
I said WHA. I didn't mean WHA in Madison.
What'd you mean? At 1070. You've got to look it up. You're no good without that book. You're no good without that book.
TSO.
You had Madison right.
TSO, yeah, I did have Madison right.
They carry the Brewers.
We can verify.
We heard that in New Jersey just last night, the Brewers, coming in on 1070. Okay, let's see. We're still in the middle of the 1070 tape. Why don't we carry forth with this?
W-I-B-C.
IBC, Indianapolis.
This guy gets up in the middle of the night, and he's already working while you struggle out of bed. He's making happy sounds as you fumble to your car and fight through the traffic just to get to work, and he's already there laughing at the morning. What kind of guy does a thing like that? It's either gotta be a Clyde or Gary Todd. It's either gonna be a Claude or Gary Todd, your host. Strike back at the morning man with WIBC.
Good morning, it's 13 minutes past 6.
WHBE and WHBE FM High Point.
1 o'clock.
WKOK Sunbury.
Metro Group Radio for the Champlain Valley, there's only one, and we're talking with you. WKDR Radio 1070 from Plattsburgh.
WKMB, Sterling.
75 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. This is Sterling Country, WKMB News.
WCRR, Cornwall, New Windsor.
News, I'm Bob Windsor.
Well, I'll just naturally assume, John, that Bob Windsor and New Windsor are nowhere near each other. Bob Windsor, the newscaster, and WCRR. You know, I drive by New Windsor and Cornwall, New York, frequently, and it's always a gamble as to whether the 1070 spot's going to be occupied.
And how strong the station's going to be that's there. 50,000-watt daytimer to 250-watt.
Say, I've enjoyed having you here on the DX audio service this month. I was hoping that we'd get to the 1080 tape, because I'm sure you could contribute to that.
Oh, no. I don't frequent that frequency.
Well, yeah, that's class. Why don't you frequent that frequency?
They are on that frequency.
You mean not we, they?
They, as opposed to not AM 15, FM 105.5.
Are we talking about Valparaiso, Indiana, by any chance?
Yes, as a matter of fact. You're not going to play one of those, are you?
I tell you what, we'll give this as a preview of what we're going to be hearing a little of next month on the DX audio service. You know, in fact, that's quite a nice jingle they have, but they're them, not you, huh? You're with W-A-K-E, W-L-J-E?
Well, yeah. They get lucky at times, I guess.
They go off the air because of Hartford and...
They can't compete with us.
Okay. Very good. John, thanks so much. And Fred, we'll turn it back to you now. And I know this is a very busy time for you, but the convention in Lima, certainly very, very worthwhile. Fred?
Yeah, thank you very much, John. It will be a good time for everyone at the 1987 National Radio Club Convention. I guess since you're a WIBC freak, so to speak, and you enjoy the jingles, how about a little traveling music? John, I'll let you sing along with the jingle here in just a couple seconds, but I'd like to remind a lot of our DX Audio Service members that we do have an amateur radio column, and Harry Dentz is back with us on this edition of the DX Audio Service with some information that the FCC has provided for disabled people that has changed the rules a little bit. It used to be a little bit hard for some members who are either hearing impaired, sight impaired, or physically disabled in some way to achieve an amateur radio license. Well, the FCC has made some changes. Harry has the news. Now, John, you can sing with a jingle.
Thank you, Fred, and hello, everybody. Since many of the listeners to the audio service are blind or otherwise disabled, I thought we'd spend just a couple of moments this month and go over a couple of excellent resources for the disabled individual who might be interested in obtaining a ham license but perhaps needs a little bit of special assistance. The appeal of a ham license on many of us is very great, but that appeal is infinitely greater sometimes to the handicapped individual. Individuals restricted in their mobility can find that ham radio can be a vehicle for communication and fellowship with other people all over the world. There are literally hundreds of handicapped amateurs enjoying the hobby every day, and they've found that with a little perseverance, patience, and practice, a ham ticket and its accompanying rewards are certainly attainable. It does take some hard work, but it's darn well worth it. Well, the first resource to mention is the American Radio Relay League, and they can help you get started. The League is a nonprofit scientific and educational association consisting of over 140,000 members in the United States and Canada. Most of us are well familiar with it. The League's administrative headquarters is located at 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. And they exist primarily for the purpose of providing a multitude of services to their membership, which includes the publication of a monthly journal, QST. The annual dues for the organization include a subscription to QST and are currently $25. However, print handicapped individuals may pay dues of only $2 per year and not receive QST. QST is available on flexible discs from the Library of Congress through its regional library system. This gives print handicap members an opportunity to participate as League members, and if you're already licensed, which is a requirement for voting membership, you of course will be able to vote, run for League offices, and so forth. The membership services of the League are many, but the specific one we're interested in today is the ARRL Program for the Disabled. It's administered by the Information Services Department at headquarters, and the program serves as a clearinghouse for requests from the amateur community, and it maintains a resource file containing schematic diagrams and sources of special devices for the handicapped ham. In researching this this article, I wrote to ARRL, and they sent me a copy of the Program for the Disabled, and it's just a tremendous book, and I recommend it to you highly. It's well put together and covers a wide range of contents. Informational articles, inspirational articles, questions and answers on examinations for persons with disabilities, information on other resources, there's a bibliography, and then there's a whole string of construction articles on audible and tactile type accessories to help the handicapped amateur in operating a station. The League also
puts in non-print media forms many of the league publications, such as the ARRL antenna book, the handbook for the radio amateur, and all the license manuals. So we're going to recommend that to you very, very highly as a comprehensive source of technical information. While that's all fine and good for general background information, I know when I was studying for my license, I needed some personal help. And for those of you wondering if you can get something a little more personalized, the answer is yes, you can. There's access to just a wonderful program. There's a group called Courage Center, located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people with physical disabilities achieve greater independence and a richer life. Courage Center has a service organization called the Courage Handyham System, which operates at an international level with members in all 50 states and 20 other countries. Services of Handyham are offered regardless of a person's ability to pay. Now, this organization, which you can join very easily, offers many advantages in membership, one being that study guides and materials are made available to you, and they can be in tape form if so desired. Additionally, they can arrange for local volunteers to help with tutoring and supervision of study, and when you're licensed, they have an equipment loan program to help get a basic station on the air. They can help find volunteer help for installing equipment and antennas to get that station set up, and they can provide you with the opportunity to help others become radio amateurs after you've successfully done it yourself. They publish a regular newsletter, they have special training sessions from time to time, and they have regularly scheduled nets on the air for other Handyham members to become acquainted with you. So it's an excellent organization. They can be contacted at the Courage Handyham System, 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422. And their phone number, area code 612-588-0811. Additionally, the Handyham program makes available cassette tapes of the magazine World Radio. Whether you have an amateur radio license or are just enrolled as one of their students, that tape is available for you, and when you contact the organization, they will provide you with all the details on receiving that. The Handyham system is affiliated with the Kiwanis organization nationally, and this is one of the ways that they get volunteers right in your community. Usually ham operators who are also Kiwanis members. I think you'll find both these organizations to be first class, and I think you'll get more information and help than you ever expected, and that it'll be totally adequate. But if not, please contact me directly via the audio service, and I'll do anything I can to help as well. So now, just make up your mind you're going to go get that ham ticket, and we'll see you on the air. 73's till next time. This is Harry Dentz in Lexington, Kentucky for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Harry, and I'd like to remind our membership that if you are a licensed radio amateur, you might want to send in your call letter, your name, and class of license to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and we'll have it published in the quarterly report on amateur radio that is in DX News Magazine, listing all the amateurs that are belonging to the club. So be sure to send your name, your call sign, and your class of license, and if possible, just some listings of some of the bands or frequencies that you work. I usually hang out on the 40-meter band, about 7135 or so, working a lot of novice activity. But be sure to send that information in if you are a licensed radio amateur, and we'll include it in our ham list column. On Side 2, Bob Walker is back with new Anarch Reports, Phil Wayne, and lots more.